Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, it's been a long week. Has it been a long week?
The longest ever.
Okay.
It's been a long year.
I feel my under eyes taunting me. Okay. But yes, it's been a long life for me.
Yes.
But that's why I need Plexiderm. You need Plexiderm. Everybody needs Plexiderm. Listen, we all need whatever we can for our little, just to feel a little better, a little self-esteem, a little something when you're doing a Zoom call,
yeah.
You're doing a FaceTime, whatever. It's just one little thing you can do for yourself. Plexiderm, the clinically studied serum that visibly eliminates your wrinkles, crow's feet, and under eye bags, all in the comfort of your home, like you're going anywhere else. In just minutes. Goes on clear. Lasts for hours. Nobody knows your secret. You just look like you. It's your own 10-year challenge, right?
That's the fanciest thing ever.
You can try to embarrass yourself with a 10-year-old Facebook photo, and then you can be like, ha-ha, bitch. Ha, look at this. I look exactly the same. Thank you, Plexiderm. Okay. Go to triplexiderm.com. Use my code VOICES for half off a full-size bottle. That is a deal. Plus an additional $10 off. Or try the $14.95 Trump Pack. Why not? Call 800-685-1292. Mention the code VOICES or go to triplexiderm.com. Type in VOICES for half off a full-size bottle plus an additional $10 off. Or just listen, if you're skittish, $14.95 trial pack. Use the code VOICES at triplexiderm.com.
Now
she's my Colonna. I don't know. She's probably heard that before. Okay.
What?
Comedian extraordinaire Sarah Colonna,
yeah.
From Chelsea Lately, from Scare Tactics, from we've seen you all over the place. You, I think, the last person on Chelsea Lately we haven't had, and we are so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm so excited. I'm excited to be here.
We've adopted all of Chelsea's children. Jen Kirkman, Ben Glebe, you are the last.
That's right.
It's a handful. It's a handful to adopt, yes. But we appreciate it.
Oh, except Chelsea, who told me to my face she would do Happy Hour and hasn't yet. So if you could get on that would be fantastic.
Oh, really? Oh, listen, you just have to, especially now, it's hard to get any, like, just be like, I know you're not doing anything else. You're
yeah.
at home.
No, don't fucking kid me. You're not busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you must be busy because you're running for president following the fact that Kanye West can obviously run. You
right.
said, I'm running for president. That's how this works, right? I have a slogan too. Kelowna, not Corona 2020. I like it.
So you would be the second person from Chelsea Lately who has run for president because Ben
Glebe. Oh, right.
Glebe.
I know. Yeah, Ben really did.
Yeah.
It seemed like that day I was like, oh, is all we have to do now is just tweet it out and people start saying they'll support you. What
well,
a democracy.
You're obviously too ambitious to be vice president like Kamala Harris, so you had to run for president yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to be one of those women who's got too much, you know, ambition to think that she could sit next to a man, you know, be his VP. So I just wanted to take the whole thing.
Doesn't that just chap your ass? This whole, like, we've never heard this about male vice presidential candidates. I'm like, what the fuck? Yes, they're all qualified to be a heartbeat from the presidency. Of course, they're all ambitious.
Yeah, I don't understand how anyone thinks too ambitious is a dig anyway, like at all. But especially for someone that's running for vice president or president. But you would be like, oh, what do you want? Someone who's like, we'll see how it goes. You know, like, no, you want... Ambition is the thing you should really want in someone running for president.
By the way, you're fantastic on Twitter as well. because you've been going through the Jonathan Swan interview like we have. It's just the what the fuck interview of all what the fuck interviews,
of
right?
All but, time, yeah.
But you said in this clip, this is the Ghislaine Maxwell where he went on and on. I wish her well. I wish her well. Her boyfriend died in prison. I hear. I hope that doesn't happen to her. I wish. But
yeah,
you said he doesn't wish anything bad on anybody. You're like, ha 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 ha. Okay. Yeah, he's always been one to throw kind words out for everybody. You're like, really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, this is the same guy who's screaming lock her up for 4 years and probably still is. So I don't understand the whole like, well, I don't want to, you know, I want proof first. I wish her well. And then he's saying, I don't know how her boyfriend died. I'm like, well, isn't your attorney general and, you know, like, can't you figure that out? Like, don't you have the Justice Department sort of?
Yeah.
At your fingertips?
And right, as you said, I wish everybody... No, just look at your fucking Twitter feed. You don't wish anyone well except for felons that have shit on you, right?
Exactly, yeah. You're like the meanest person alive, but all of a sudden, a woman who trafficked in children for sex.
Allegedly. Yeah. Apparently, we have to say allegedly.
Allegedly.
Child rapist, allegedly.
Allegedly, right, yeah. But she should get, you know, let's give her the benefit of the doubt.
So I don't know what the legal thing is there for how long you have to, you can wait before you say child rapist. Allegedly. Like, I don't know if there's a legal thing like, that's too.
Is it 10 seconds?
Right.
30 seconds?
Is there a delay?
Right.
Yeah.
How many ellipses do you have to put in there? Yeah. Just say dot, dot, dot.
Also, I can tell we're soulmates because the same shit drives you insane. When he keeps repeating the testing causes more cases, and you just in all caps with periods just put testing less does not mean less cases. It would only mean less people who know they have it, you fucking moron. I just love you not only capitalize but put a period after every word.
Yep.
I just really wanted to emphasize my feelings. Maybe that was too ambitious of me, but I was like this, the and even anyone just listening to that, I'm like, I don't understand. I really think he believes it too. I'm like, that's not how this works. Yeah. Maybe there are more that's not how this works. If we didn't test, then just everyone wouldn't know. And we'd have a whole bunch of dead people running around, you know, like transferring it to each other.
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
National Weekend at Bernie's. We're like, oh, well, we didn't count these people, but they're all dead.
And still, yeah, exactly.
And still water skiing. Okay.
still water skiing.
It's our favorite scene.
Yeah.
Okay. You said no cancer diagnosis doesn't mean no cancer. How the fuck are you this stupid? And how the fuck is anyone standing behind this shit show? You can't.
I'm doing great during the pandemic, in case anyone's curious. Not at all.
He keeps bragging about his ratings. It's like, we're hostages. We have nothing else to fucking watch. Like, it's...
Yeah.
okay. Yeah, speaking of prison, I love when he said... Bill Barr said that Roger Stone's too old to go to prison. You said, wait, do we get to crime when we're older for free?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said Hillary Clinton was 68 when they were saying lock her up. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but now all of a sudden a 67-year-old man who actually did something illegal is too old to go to prison.
Right.
You know, because he's, once again, your fucking friend.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I assume Chelsea will pardon all of you should you or Ben Glebe do anything untoward in your presidential runs.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I hope so. I mean, I can't really think of anything.
Oh,
that
no.
I could
you'd
do.
Have to pardon Chelsea
yes.
for what presumably she'll do something.
Oh, yeah. dot, 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 allegedly. Right. Yeah.
I love she just tweeted about Jim Jordan. She said, he sounds like if my period could talk.
Oh, my God. I didn't see that. Wait, that's the greatest.
He's such a dick. He's just such a dick.
Oh, he really is. He's the worst. That's really funny, though.
Oh, speaking of dicks, both kinds. We have not had a chance to talk about this in the regular show. What the fuck is with the yacht picture with Jerry Falwell Jr. with his zipper down and the woman with the zipper down, and he's holding her and he has a glass of wine and he's...
I mean, the weirdest thing is like when he hasn't even talked about it, right? He just deleted it and didn't mention it.
Right, he tweeted it or Instagrammed it or whatever.
Yeah. And then he took it down and I don't think he said anything, and the president of like whatever his, Trump University or whatever he has, was like, oh, that's not him. And then they were like, oh, wait, I guess that is him. But, you know, people were trying to say he was doing something ungodly in that photo. And it's like, well, first of all, he tweets Instagrams a photo. His pants are unbuttoned, like you said. The girl's pants are unbuttoned. They're in a bedroom mm-hmm. in right. this yacht.
Right.
He's holding, and then the only thing he addresses in it is the glass of wine, which he says was black water, which who has sure. fucking black water?
Right.
And just say iced tea, you know, like.
Oh, which band is it? Has black water? You know who I mean.
The Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Sarah, so I can't believe you didn't ask that question. Who has black water? Fucking Doobie Brothers. I mean, keep on rolling, Sarah. But you know who has black water.
Oh boy.
I guess I can't be president after all.
No, that was egregious. I mean,
that was.
Yeah,
it's almost worse as Yosemite.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you? I
oh
just.
Oh my God! Twice.
We heard that live. Yes, he kept trying again.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Well, he said Yosemite, and then he fixed it to Yosemite, and then. And then everyone was like, but at least he said Sequoia. And I'm like, but he didn't. He said like Sequoia or something.
Was
like,
he saying hi to the Nazis in Charlottesville? Was that code?
I think
just yo.
Yo, Semite.
Hey, anti-Semites. Yo, what up?
Someone on Twitter yesterday said that was the original name of the Beastie Boys. The Yo Semites.
That's funny.
Yeah,
but you warn people you can't unsee this picture of Jerry Falwell. Okay.
And it's so weird because I'm like, so that's the thing that you address is the glass of wine, but that you're pretending is water.
But aren't they all such fucking hypocrites? Aren't they all such fucking hypocrites? He clearly had a three-way with his pool boy and his wife. Like, what? Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
And
what were those pictures? Like, I don't. It's the whole thing. These people that pretend to be, you know, godly Christians. It's just insane. It's
very strange.
Hold that thought, Sarah. I don't mean to freak you out, but if you didn't know it before, there are germs everywhere. You can't be too paranoid about coronavirus. I'm just saying. What is the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything, everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know they're home to bacteria and viruses. But now there is an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses wherever they live. The CleanPhone Wand.
Oh!
We have a CleanPhone where we charge and sanitize your phone and your small objects. The CleanPhone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for your deliveries, your tablet, your computer. Use it if you have to get on a plane, stay in a hotel, at school. Super portable. Days of battery life. You can take it anywhere. Make sure your environment is clean and safe. If you got to go do groceries, man, if you got to go to the supermarket, take it. Get yours now. Save over $50 plus get free shipping by adding the code Stephanie when you go to thenewdealshop.com. If you order today and add FDA authorized KN95 masks to your order, you'll save an additional 10%. Go to the New Deal Shop. Get the CleanPhone Wand now and start sanitizing everything everywhere. Thenewdealshop.com. Type in Stephanie. All right, let's get to the James Lipston part. Let's talk about you. Sarah. I did not know you were born in Germany. And so first of all, you have a fascism early warning system. So you're like, oh,
yes,
holy shit, it's springtime for Hitler.
Yeah, thus the all caps. I was born, I was an Air Force base. So we left pretty early. Like I think I was two when we left. So I don't really remember it. But my dad was in the Air Force. So I was born on an Air Force base. And then that was it. That's all I have on Germany.
Yeah, but see, we now, whenever he says something, which is always wrong or a lie, we speak to him in fascist because we speak fascist here.
Nine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Arkansas, Farmington, Arkansas, is where you grew up, right?
Yeah.
Oh, your mom.
So
go ahead.
Oh, sorry. We moved around a bit, and then my parents got divorced. We were living in Texas. My dad was a sports editor, which I was telling Travis. My dad was a sports editor, so he hopped around from job to job, newspapers for a little bit while he was working his way up. So when they got a divorce, we were in Texas, and then my mom's family was in Arkansas, so she and my sister and I all moved to Arkansas, and I stayed there from like 5 until I was 21.
Wow. And your mom, this is my the part I don't know why I'm fascinated with. She was a secretary in a funeral home.
Yes, yeah, still is.
Oh wow.
Business is booming, by the way.
Wow. Was dark. That was dark.
Yeah. Sorry.
Scene. Okay. You're like, hey,
they haven't had many COVID patients there, which is great. So I'm hoping it stays. It's not going great in Arkansas, But I think the death rate, at least where she is yeah. pretty low. But she has to work through all this.
Yeah. So oh my God.
That drives me.
Do you prank call her? Because you're a comedian. You're like, how are the phones today, Mom? Pretty dead? Do you call for people you know that died? Hang on, I'll check his drawer.
I 100% used to call her and make bad jokes when I was like in high school and try to fake my voice.
For instance, what would you say?
I would just be like, have you seen Willie today? He's just lying around. Like just, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
really bad. I mean, this is obviously before I was a seasoned
right.
comedian. Yeah.
You've held your crap yeah. since then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Did that guy pay his bill or did he stiff you again, Mom? Hey, hey, Mom. Try to keep up, Mom.
Well, you know what's crazy is like she would come home from work and when I was little and she I'd say like how was work and she'd be like, oh, we were slammed, you know? And when you really put that into like that's not
right.
It's great if you're slammed at a restaurant, but right. slammed at a funeral home is another thing.
Yeah.
So it was always kind of like a strange
yeah.
thing to grow yeah. up around. But now I'm just used to it.
Hey and Mom, really- do you know there's sex after death? When you die you get laid in the coffin. Ha ha ha, Mom, I got a million of them. Okay.
Oh my God.
Hey, I feel like I didn't know that one.
Yeah. Well, just giving you more ammunition. Okay. I don't know why I just love that story. So you are married to John. His name is John. What? Just 2016. So it's
yes.
still newish, newlyweddish.
It's still yeah, it's still newish. He, my husband, is a football player for a living.
Oh wow.
So
well,
yeah.
This is why I wanted to get to. This is fantastic. You have a Sarah Colonna's Clutch Women. You said since I'm married to a professional player, I attend a ton of games. The purse regulations are tough. This is a fantastic idea. You said I came up with a line of stadium regulation size purses called Clutch Women.
Yes. I hated going to games like they want. It's called the all clear policy, so it's a little confusing because your bag does not have to be clear. It just has to be a certain size, and that it's 4x5x6x5, and that size is very hard to find.
Yeah.
So I was like, I happen to know someone who designs bags, and I worked with her, and we came up with it. And I love them. I was so excited to come up with the idea. And then we have like positive messaging written on the inside of like all the reasons women are clutch. You know,
right.
like that I wrote, and that's the lining. And they turned out really great and super cute, and it's going well. I mean, obviously right now is a little bit hard to sell a stadium bag, but they are good for, you know, concerts,
yeah.
and which also aren't happening, but
cool.
They're great for a night out.
Well, you said you got tired of the clear, because privacy concerns the clear bag. You're like, you know, people are like, wow, yeah. the extra large tampons. Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not kidding you. That's the day. One day I was going to the game and I was like, hey, everyone, here's my tampons. And that's when I came up with the idea. And
that's great. What kind of sport does he sport? I missed.
He's football. A football player.
Oh, he's wow. Wow.
Yeah. So he started with, he started in the CFL. He's Canadian. So he started in Canada and then he played for Green Bay and then he spent 10 years playing for the Seahawks.
Wow.
In Seattle. And that's when I met him during that time. And now he's once again playing in the CFL.
So oh, is he a big fella?
Very,
okay. I don't know.
He is a big fella. He's tall and muscular.
Yes.
Got a nice, you know,
very
nice,
nice
football butt.
Just went a little Fargo. I just thought yeah. Fargo. I don't know why. He's a big fella. Okay.
Big fella.
Okay.
He's a big fella.
So I like it. I like it a lot. So, all right. Seattle. Yes, he was a punter. Seattle Seahawks punter. Sorry, I had the wrong page out. Here's the other thing I love. We've also had Ross Matthews on the Happy Hour. Uh-huh. You were introduced by Ross Matthews, who officiated your wedding.
Yeah. So Ross is, who's the best, as you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
He's a big Seahawks fan. And so he was at a game. And he was on the sidelines, and John at the time was a huge Chelsea Lately fan. So John went up to Ross and said, I have a crush on Sarah Colonna. Can you introduce us? And Ross was like, can you just focus on the game? We'll talk about this later. And and then he ended up basically connecting us through Twitter, like a very, which was kind of strange. I was like, who's this creepy athlete hitting on me on Twitter? But Ross texted me and was like, this guy, I've never heard a bad word about him. You know,
wow.
he's very handsome. I know the team pretty well. He's a good guy. So I was like, all right, I'll listen. And then he ended up being, we got married and Ross officiated our wedding, which was pretty cool.
That's so
yeah.
cool.
Which is the first non-drag related thing that he's hosted, I think, which is fantastic.
You don't know what my husband wore on our wedding day.
That is true.
That is true.
Wow. So you must be, I mean, obviously there's all this talk about Corona and professional sports and the bubble and all that. I mean, first of all, there's no fucking way they can do it with football, right? The teams are too big. I mean, it's not even working with baseball.
No, they're too big. And I was kind of like, I forgot about the factor that John was telling me about. He's like, even and the training facilities, like you can't be in a bubble because say like for baseball, they start and then they can just be in a hotel. Right. And because they don't practice every day once they start because they're
right.
But football, since they play once a week, they practice every day. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
they need to have a full on training facility in a bubble for, you know, 3,000 guys or like it just. It's not going to work.
If they do figure out a bubble, you're going to have to get your phone sex plan together, right?
I mean, oh, God, yeah. Like, big time. Zoom sex, are people doing that yet? Is that?
Oh, I'm sure it's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is, too. I know. Yeah.
We got obsessed yesterday with how the Bradys had Zoom technology before the rest of us. How did that fucking Brady Bunch, right?
What do you mean?
They all the boxes. They had the Zoom technology somehow in the 70s. Suspect.
Wow. Yeah, someone was a time traveler.
It is suspect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was definitely Greg.
With these news cycles, do you feel like you age every, you know, 15 to 20 minutes?
Absolutely.
It's time for another layer of Plexiderm. Even though this has been a delightful happy hour with Sarah, I still feel like I just age. Just thinking about what Donald Trump has fucking done in the time that we've been trying to have fun.
It gives me bags under my eyes.
Trying to have other nice things. I think it's because you squint. You're like, what the fuck?
What?
Yeah. Right? And that's what happens. And then bam, crow's feet, wrinkles, under eye, all that, right? Under eye bags. It's just, Plexiderm goes unclear, lasts for hours. Nobody even knows, right? I put it on every morning. It's just, it makes you look 10 years younger, just like you, just younger. You're going to love how you look and feel. You're going to, now you don't pan. I used to panic when I got a FaceTime call. I had to find out how to put that, you know, the animal head emoji on me so no one could actually see me. Now I don't do that anymore.
Good.
Now I'm ready to go, man. Ready to rock and roll for Zoom.
Now you act like an adult on FaceTime calls.
Yes, yes, I can act like an adult now. Uh-huh. Try Plexiderm.com, type in voices for half off a full-size bottle, plus an additional $10 off, or try the $14.95 trial pack. What do you just got to lose? Call them 1-800-685-1292 and mention the code voices, or go right to Triplexiderm.com, type in voices. An amazing deal. Half off a full-size bottle and an additional $10 off. Or try that $14.95 trial pack and see what everybody's raving about. It is triplexiderm.com. Type in voices. All right. So what I Scare Tactics was the hidden camera show. First was hosted by Shannon Doherty and then Tracy Morgan. What were they like to their colorful characters? What was it like working with them?
I mean, that show was insane. That was like my you know, like when I was bartending this like side acting, my first like side little acting gig when Hidden Camera was like a big deal. But it was truly so much fun. And Shannon Doherty, I mean, I know everyone's heard stories, but she was so nice to me. So I had a blast with her. Like there was because the first season, since it hadn't aired yet, she was able to be in them because people just thought they were meeting her for a certain thing. And then like once they thought they were meeting her to work for her. And then she gets kidnapped while that person's there. And then I was like playing her manager and I blame them. And then there was one where we were like pretending she was doing a reality show. And then a stalker comes in the house and it was just, I mean, it was insane, the shit we used to do. But she was always really cool to me, and I actually had a ton of fun working with her.
And now it's the entire country. We're in a fucking episode of Scare Tactics. Yeah. So thank you very much, Sarah Colonna.
I mean, can we, hopefully he'll pop out, or she'll pop out at some point and be like, you're on Scare Tactics.
Oh, my God, I thought I was the first one to make that joke. Where the fuck is Ashton Kutcher? Please, you got us. Just fucking tell us we're punked and it's okay. Just end this.
And just give us all our paychecks.
No, because Chris and I always say, like, I'm generally not fans of the prank humor and those kind of shows because sometimes, like, the people are crying and you can hear the audience, like, ha ha ha. The person's like,
No, it was weird. There was a couple that I had to reconcile, like, at the end, like, this a girl cried. She was so scared. She was freaking out. But then it was like they thought I was being taken away, but she came back to make sure to kind of save me, which. It's one of those shows that like also kind of tells you how someone reacts in one of those situations.
Right. Yeah.
And she was so, and she was like freaked out afterwards for a second, you know, and then, but then when her friend comes out who set her up and they're laughing and having a good time, I'm like, okay, I guess this is okay. Like
on the bubble. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But also it was like back when I, you know, did, it was, I didn't have any other acting gigs and I was like, sorry, everybody, but it's all I got.
It's my paycheck. Sorry. Sucks to be you.
It was fun.
Also, we were talking about life in this corona. Because you've played huge venues with Chelsea, of course, Radio City Music Hall, the Coliseum, at Caesar's Palace. What is that like? And do you think we're ever fucking going to get back out there to that degree again? And when?
I can't imagine. I mean, stand-up-wise, I'm just like, all my tour dates obviously had been put on hold and they keep people keep rescheduling them. And everyone was like, oh, we'll reschedule them for August. It'll be fine by then. And here we are. And those aren't happening.
Yeah.
You know, and then some places, some states are allowing, you know, say like 50% capacity and stuff at venues. But I'm just not really comfortable with that yet because I think it's more that, you know, maybe the club can do a great job of distancing, but then you have to trust other people.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't feel quite comfortable going out. And then production wise, like, you know, even that stuff. I mean, I know it's starting up again, but the last two shows I worked on, which I'll plug them, Netflix, Insatiable. And
Alyssa Milano has done the happy hour.
Yeah.
You are one degree of beloved, Stephanie Miller beloved, with like about every person in the universe.
This is good. And I worked on the last two seasons of Shameless, which, they were supposed to start their last season like in March, and that's all like I just don't know how anything, but I guess live stuff is probably, I mean, I think they'll be able to figure things out eventually, and I know they're starting to, but live stuff I just can't even.
Yeah, well, and
I don't know, I'm just like, yeah, like 2021,
fortunately, you know? You are a fantastic writer, so you know there's a lot of different creative forms that you're putting stuff out. I know you have a podcast, right? Off the Rails, that one.
No, that was a bit ago. Josh Wolf, who also was on Chelsea Lately, we used to do a podcast, but I haven't done one in a while. I mean, I've obviously thought.
Well, you're soaking in one. You're soaking in one right now.
I am. Yeah.
But your books. Chelsea's a great writer. You're a great writer. I mean, you guys all. That's just such a great form for you. But I even love the titles. Your first book, Life as I Blow It. A huge hit. And then your second book, Has Anyone Seen My Pants?
Obviously very serious books.
Sure.
Yes.
But what's that like for you as opposed to live? Do you like writing? Because you're a great fucking writer. I mean,
thank you. I do. I mean, you know, the difference is the feedback, right? Like on stage, you have instant feedback when you're writing a book. Like the first one I wrote, I would turn in a chapter at a time and get notes. That's how that editor worked.
Right.
The second one, she wanted me to write the whole thing, turn it in, and then give me notes. And I actually liked that process better now in retrospect. But at the time I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Cause what if I write the whole thing and you give it back to me and you're like, start over, bitch, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Right. Like the feedback that you get on stage immediately, you're like, okay, never mind.
So
go to the next thing.
So you developed most of your book material on tour. So that's
some
on
of
stage,
it, but
yeah.
No, but I just mean the difference between stand-up and writing would be like, that like big, you know, you get feedback on stage immediately. So you're like, okay, abort mission on that. Like, this isn't going to work. Whereas when you're writing a book, you just have to.
Yeah. Which comedian had that? Thou shalt not try out your material on your friends while pretending it's just conversation.
Oh my God. Whoever said that, God bless them, because that's true.
Because that's what we reduced.
I used to, like, back in my, when I started in open mic days, I definitely had, there was this friend that, he was always doing bits on me. And I'm like, dude, I don't know. I don't think, like, it's so different on stage than it is in conversation. You just can't test stuff that way. So.
Yeah. Well, we are so excited that we finally got to do this because we're fans of all of you guys. And then, you know, so when we were like, oh my God, it's like a missing Monopoly piece. We're like, what about the Sarah Colonna piece of Chelsea Lately? She's the last piece in the puzzle.
Thank you.
It's
oh
like
my
one
God,
day I saw like, oh, your DMs are open. I can actually DM you about this show. I was like, oh, she follows Stephanie and me.
Yay.
Yeah,
and,
I do. I'm a fan.
And don't forget to vote for Sarah for president. Remember, Colonna, not Corona.
That's right.
Very catchy. I think that's
I think that phrase alone really should win me,
that's a pretty stellar platform there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like all anyone cares about anymore. It's just a quick.
Yeah. I think we actually need to start teaching our children that immediately, that no, anyone cannot the fuck be president. No, not just anybody.
I know someone gave me, it was like, it's just a set of like novelty napkins or something that was like, I think we've gone a little too far with this. Anyone can be president thing. Like,
yeah.
Stop. Let's encourage children to be ambitious. Oh, but not too ambitious.
Right.
And, right.
There
but
you go.
No, you can't. No, you can't be president.
There
Forget
you,
it.
There you go. Let's crush your children's dreams early for America.
Yeah, okay. Especially if they seem a little narcissistic.
All right, Sarah Colonna, with us, fantastic.
Yeah, thank
happy,
you,
happy
Sarah.
Hour.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Go
Thanks
follow
for
her.
Me.
Follow her. Buy her purses, clutches, snatches, whatever they are. Buy them.
Snatches. Bye. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah.